Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How you feeling today, man?
Pretty good. Pretty good.
Feeling a little older?
No.
No?
Birthdays are stupid. Oh, I'm a day older. Okay. Not even a day older. I'm less than 7 hours older than last night.
Yeah.
You know, come on, man.
There's nothing exciting about 38.
What? 2 years till I'm 40? Cool.
Do you start to get that impending doom, though?
Nah, man.
Because like, for me, when I hit 39, I was like, oh, boy.
Here we go.
Oh, boy.
I don't know.
It's happening.
I mean, we all get old. It happens to everybody. It's happened to much better. It's happened to worse people. It's inevitable, you know?
Like, it's an honor to get older.
Yeah.
Some people don't get that opportunity.
The fact that I've lived 38 years is pretty damn shocking. All the stupid-ass stuff I've done. The fact that I haven't had a heart attack, also exciting. Or also, not exciting, but also impressive.
In a way, it is exciting.
Yeah. So
because if you're playing the odds, you should have probably had a heart attack by now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just like that, you know, like, I'm in my, you know, my wife and I, it's like, we're at this point where it's like, I'm like, don't get me anything.
Oh, really? Don't get me anything?
Don't get me anything. I mean, she gives me like, you know, like this morning she got me the Reese's Take 5, which I will tell you, as far as candy goes.
What is a Reese's Take 5?
Like Take 5, but with Reese's peanut butter instead of the Take 5 peanut butter.
Yeah.
This is like, as far as new candy innovation, we were talking about this a couple months ago, how there has been a lack of new candy innovation over the last 3 decades.
Well, so this is a pretty significant gift then.
Yeah, this is huge.
This is big.
Well, yeah. Yeah. So
yeah.
You're very excited.
She introduced me to that, but that and a card, and that's all. And I'm
you're like, that's all I need.
I'm excited because
when you get to a certain point in life, you're like, I don't need any gifts. I can buy whatever I want whenever I want. That's,
and I do, because I have zero impulse control.
Right, exactly. If I see something that I want, I must have it right now. Yeah. I can't wait. Even if my birthday is a week away.
Yeah.
I'm not going to wait in a week for something.
Well, a week.
Can you imagine if they launched a new service like Amazon Prime and it was free, but all the stuff that you ordered took a week to get here?
Well, isn't that exactly how it is, though?
Well, like, you have to pay for Amazon Prime.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, a totally free service.
Yeah.
And everything took at minimum a week. You'd like, I'd never order for
that. I think that's like Walmart's online service. But yeah, no. I mean,
happy birthday to you.
Well, thank you.
Okay. I know you don't care about it.
I do not. Not one iota.
Well, let's get into it today. Some good news and some bad news to get things going. What would you like first?
Why don't we start off with some bad news?
Now, Orange County Sheriff's deputies didn't have to go too far to arrest a DUI suspect because she crashed her vehicle right into the front gates of a county jail facility in the Irvine area.
Okay.
Authorities say the 19-year-old driver, crashed into the gates of the jail at about 3:30 a.m. on Monday. Photos released by the department show the gates of the facility ripped off and lying on the ground, and the suspect's Range Rover sustained significant enough damage where it was totaled.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
My Range Rover.
Daddy.
Want another one.
She was arrested on suspicion of driving under the influence and, of course, booked directly into that county jail.
You are a special kind of ass clown. If you crash at 19 years old, a Range Rover drunk into a jail.
Yeah.
Like, we thought the guy smuggling like 300 pounds of meth in a van who crashed into a cop car was an idiot.
Yeah.
This one may even take that cake because you crashed into a jail.
Right. It's even more inanimate than a parked cop car.
Much larger. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, man.
Like, I mean, do you ever live this down? Do you think her parents even care?
If you're 19 though? Years old, like, you've got to make some changes in life. Otherwise, this is going to be your story, like the start of the downfall.
Yeah.
At 19 years old. I mean, we've managed to dance around a lot of these type of moments in life where you do something really stupid and you get caught for it. But never Range Rover 19 drunk into a jail. I've never come anywhere close to that.
Not even.
You got to go to rehab or something, right?
So
you got to find Jesus. Like, there's got to be some big change that happens.
Really? Yeah. You got to find yourself in a situation like that. This is the fear. You know, like, I mean, I just think about how entitled I was as a 19-year-old and how stupid I was, and not, you don't realize how stupid you are at the time.
No, of course not.
But in, you know, obviously through the many years of experience that we've gained since then.
There is a point, kids, if you're in this age range where you realize how stupid you are, even though you continue to do a lot of things. When you're 19, you really just have no idea how stupid you are.
Yeah, and I'd say that goes into the... You think you have everything figured out.
And then into the early 20s, by the time you get to your late 20s, to your 30s, your mid-30s...
You should be going...
Yo, you know how stupid you are, but you're like, whatever. Just keep doing it.
Well, and you also should realize how stupid everyone else is and doesn't have their stuff together.
Right.
Also, but you got to pretend like you got to.
A little bit at least, right? Good luck to you.
Mm-hmm. Enjoy passages.
In your 19 years. Some good news today as well.
Okay.
Josh Lanik, 36 years old, vacationing with his family in lovely Arkansas, and they stopped at the crater of Diamond State Park. He is a teacher from Nebraska. He actually found a little stone, and he showed it to his wife, and they put the treasure in a bag where he collected other finds. The family spent a couple hours looking through the park because there's a pretty large area, like 37 and a half acres where diamonds supposedly are.
Okay.
Before leaving, he stopped at the Diamond Discovery Center in the park to see what kind of treasure he'd unearthed. Well, unbeknownst to him, it was actually the largest diamond found in the park so far this year, weighing in at 2.12 carats. That's pretty strong,
that's
right?
That's a pretty big stone. Yeah, absolutely. For free.
Park has a finder's keeper's policy when asked if he would sell the gem, which he dubbed the Lanik Family Diamond. He told the park that he plans on keeping it for now.
Okay. I mean, maybe he'll get it cut, polished, and could be a family heirloom for years to come. Yeah, but I thought you said this was good news, Dave. It was in Arkansas, man. I mean, even if you find a 10-carat diamond,
he found
traversing through Arkansas, not worth
it. He found the Ark of the Covenant, and still, you're vacationing in Arkansas.
Nope.
Net loss.
Nope.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Just go ahead and melt the face. I would rather just,
take my skin away. Uh-huh. I don't deserve to be on this earth anymore.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
A guy back in town where back in the town where I grew up, and he was the kid in high school who didn't really care and allegedly sold acid. I just found out the guy hit the lottery for $2 million, and now he buys and flips houses. It's so strange how much people can change.
Message deleted.
Who said anything about him changing?
Right.
I mean, if you got $2 million and he's buying and selling and flipping houses, then good for him. But maybe he still also sells acid.
Yeah. I know plenty of people who are disasters of humans, but are pretty successful in their careers.
Yeah, I mean, they call it like a functioning alcoholic or a functioning, drug addict or whatever it may be, because some people actually do have the ability, if you want to call it an ability, to be a total disaster in their personal lives. Who? There was somebody that was... Oh, that's right. Yeah, so I had some friends that were staying with me, and the boyfriend and girlfriend combination were with me this past weekend.
Mm-hmm.
And the girl has a brother who's a pediatrician.
Okay.
A doctor of babies.
Yes.
Right? And she said that he professionally is excellent, but personally, he's like 28 years old, pretty young guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Personally, is a total disaster. Can't take care of his dog. His mom has to do his laundry for him still, all this. I'm like,
how? Wow. Are you a baby doctor?
Personally,
you're a baby doctor.
I would want my pediatrician that's looking after the health and well-being of my infants to be a little bit more buttoned up.
Be able to do your own laundry or just get
a service that does it for
not
you.
Not your mom.
Not your mommy.
Yeah.
This is strange.
That is bizarre.
It's so hot.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Hey, you guys. I think that I just got dumber. I don't know. You guys want to watch Tommy Boy or you guys want to watch American Gladiators later?
Message deleted.
American Gladiators, the old school TV show?
It's certainly not the reboot.
It can't be the reboot,
the
right?
Nobody watches the reboot. The reboot's been canceled for many years.
Yeah, and the reboot sucked. The old school American Gladiators, good. Tommy Boy, a classic, though. Tommy Boy. Almost over any other option.
I don't know, man. I feel like I've seen Tommy Boy a fair amount of times. I haven't seen the original American Gladiators in years.
So nostalgia will bring you back, huh?
Like, what a, just before its time. Right?
American Gladiators?
Oh, yeah. Because think about all the competition shows that are on TV now. Like the physical.
The American Ninja Warriors and all that type of
stuff.
There's
a ton of them now, though.
Yeah.
That American Ninja Warrior being probably the pinnacle of all
of
them.
One of the top ones, sure.
But all I wanted to do as a young kid was shoot that,
that cannon with the tennis balls in it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Just wreck people. I'm like, where do you get one of those? Probably make one not pretty easy, but Easy enough.
Easy-ish.
Just like an air compressor, right?
Yeah, you put like an air compressor or even just want, you just put a tube on the end of one of those baseball spitting machines.
Yeah.
That would probably work too, right? You know what I'm talking about? Like what those things that baseball coaches
are you,
use.
But are you using a? Are you using baseballs instead of tennis balls?
Oh, yeah.
Shoot at the gladiators?
Oh, yeah. Let's ratchet it up a couple of notches.
You know, add some wrenches in there.
Take
as
that
well.
Crush.
Please leave a message. Malibu. After the tone.
Happy birthday, Mahoney. Hey, question for you guys. You know, when they make the movie version of your lives, the Dave and Mahoney movie, who do you think is going to play each of you? My suggestions, I think, for Ian, you got Crispin Glover.
Nice.
Dave, you got Tom Hanks or Gilbert Gottfried.
What?
And Mahoney, Meryl Streep. All right,
ooh.
Have a good day, guys.
What an honor that would be. Oh, my God.
Academy, I know your suggestions were good, guys.
Yeah.
But multiple-time Academy Award winner Meryl Streep.
If Meryl Streep came busting through the studio door wearing a Tommy Bahama shirt, I'd be like, damn, this is going to be a good show.
That's right. She just...
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Any actor who gets to play me or actors who plays me, do they get to just let themselves go?
Yeah.
Really get into the role?
It's like the Christian Bale where he puts on 75 pounds for a role.
Fat Mac from It's Always Sunny, man. Stole my gig. On the
radio. It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
So a hacker has gained access to, don't worry, just 100 million Capital One credit card applications and accounts. It is one of the biggest data breaches ever. A hacker gained access to more than 100 million Capital One customer accounts and credit card applications earlier this year. And it's, like I said, one of the biggest data breaches ever. And I got a thing in the mail yesterday saying that LabCorp also has been hacked. And I don't know if I have used LabCorp or if it's for my wife or my kids or whatever it is. But LabCorp is...
One of the two biggest...
They take your blood.
Blood sampling people in the country.
And it said that they had their records hacked as well.
Cool.
And medical records. So
cool.
Awesome.
So everything.
Everything. Like... At this point, does it even faze you? Like it's dismaying. Like how do you
even combat that? You can't.
There's nothing you can do about it.
No matter how private you try to keep everything that you do, even if you ran a VPN constantly, you never connected at work or home, or you know you
didn't have any social accounts. You know, everything was super private.
You didn't have a cell phone even.
If you're off the grid, it still doesn't matter because you still need things
like credit card.
Like going to the doctor and having them look at your blood, you still have to have a credit card.
Well, or you just go straight cash. You would have to pay for everything in cash.
Well, but even then, with going to the doctor.
Yeah, no, I mean, the doctor one is the one that like you just can't
afford. There's no getting around that unless you just want to wing it and just hope you're healthy because you don't hurt right now.
I'm going to go down to one of these Eastern medicine places and...
cross the border into Tijuana.
Canada. I'd go north.
Yeah, would you?
Yeah.
Tijuana's just so much closer.
I mean, it's
just a long drive.
I could get
to Canada.
The more fun stuff down there, but if I want, you know, like if I'm dying, I'm probably going to Canada.
Yeah, probably.
Something like that. But where's Samuel L. Jackson when we need him? You know, where are these GD hackers on the GD internet?
I'm tired of these mother effing hackers on a mother effing computer.
Yeah, this is real bad. I mean, it's not as bad as the Equifax, and you know, sounds like it's worse than the Target hack, though, right?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
100 million people. I've got a Capital One account.
Do you?
I haven't used it in years. I mean, literally, probably like 8 years.
Good
but
news.
It's still.
Okay, tell me if this falls in your range. They're saying that the hack occurred between March 22nd and March 23rd. So thank you for letting us know 4 months later. But they say that the hack includes applications going all the way back to 2005.
Yeah.
Yeah, so you're in there?
I'm in there.
Congratulations.
They got me with the 1.5% cash back.
1.5% cash back?
I don't even think it was 1.5. I think it was 1%. Only like 1% when I signed up for it. I have my credit locked. And I've had it locked, which has actually been probably the one good thing about that. It's prevented me from buying a new car because I went to go get a loan for a new car.
They're like, we can't pull your credit. You're like, dang it. I don't know how to unlock it.
And then I was like, oh, I'll just go home and I'll unlock it. You know, I'll go and I'll call and I'll unlock it. And then that just never happened.
It's never happened, yeah.
So I'm just sitting there. So it has had some positive effects. I will say that. It makes you think, you know, it's like the, it's a couple day waiting period that makes you, makes everything cool.
Kills
down.
The impulse.
Yeah.
They
get you.
So Alexa, also all up in your business, they are listening to users have sex. And some of those recordings are being listened to by Amazon staff, according to a whistleblower. Amazon staff review thousands of audio recordings made by Alexa each day, including snippets of couples arguing and having sex, according to this investigation.
At the same time? How does that work? Well,
normally, one leads to the other, right? Depending on your relationship, you can figure out which direction it goes. The clips were accidentally captured by the popular digital assistant, confusing the noises for the commands it should be listening for, and then sent off for analysis.
The only way I could
What happens if your wife's name is Alexa?
Or like Alexis.
Yep. Alexis, yeah.
Ugh.
Or, hey, lick this.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
What, are you married to the Tootsie Pop Owl? A one, a two.
Oh, that's enough.
Three.
Only three. Too much. Don't touch me. I'm sensitive.
It's the Movie Quote Quiz.
Hoo-ah!
With Dave and Mahoney on X107.5.
John is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. How you doing, John?
Hey, what's up, guys? Good morning.
What's your favorite movie? Just so we have a little bit of an idea what you're into.
Actually, Braveheart.
Braveheart, that's a classic.
One of your favorites.
Yeah, I like Braveheart a lot.
You may take our lives.
But you shall never take
our freedom.
Our french fries. What?
Our friends.
Yeah. So here's how this works. I've got five quotes for you, and I'll play each one for you. If you can get it straight away, great. If you need to hear it a second time, no problem, but I'll just play it for you that second time. Then you'll have 5 seconds to figure it out after that, okay?
All right.
You get
good.
Three out of the five correct. You're going to be our winner today. Here is quote number one.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
Maximus Decimus Meridius. It's Gladiator.
There you go. I was going to say, if you don't get that one, we're going to have trouble
it's
here.
This is going to be a tough one for you if you don't know that one.
Well done. On the board with one, here we go. On to quote number two.
Loneliness has followed me my whole life. Everywhere. In bars and cars. Sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. And God's the only man.
Can I hear that one more time?
Sure.
Loneliness has followed me my whole life. Everywhere. In bars and cars. Sidewalks, stores, everywhere. There's no escape. And God's the only man.
Actually, I don't know that one.
It's tough. That's Taxi Driver, so that one takes us back a bit further.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
No worries. Here we go. On to number three.
It's the first quarter of the big game. You want to toss up a Hail Mary. I'd like to be pimps from Oakland or cowboys from Arizona, but it's not Halloween. Grow up, Peter Pan, Count Chocula. Look, we've been to a million weddings, and guess what? Rocked them all.
Shanghai Noon.
You sure about that one? Sure about that one?
Or Shanghai Nights.
No, I mean, you're on the right track as far as the actor goes. But maybe take a listen one more time.
Okay.
It's the first quarter of the big game. You want to toss up a Hail Mary. I'd like to be pimps from Oakland or cowboys from Arizona, but it's not Halloween. Grow up, Peter Pan, Count Chocula. Look, we've been to a million weddings, and guess what? Rocked them all.
Oh, Wedding Crashers.
There you go.
Shanghai Noon.
Even Shanghai Nights, the sequel.
What the hell?
Yeah, right? All right, here we go.
That's because, you know, he does the whole cowboy thing in that movie.
Yeah, all right.
You're doing all right.
You're doing fine. You got two correct. If you get this next one right, you're going to win, all right? Here we go. It's a quick one.
I didn't think you had it in you.
I'm your huckleberry.
Tombstone.
Tombstone for the win, you did.
Best movie of all time. If you've never seen Tombstone, treat yourself. Buy it on iTunes.
I'm gonna play this last one for you just for the fun of it because I wanna hear the clip.
That guy in a little coat. That guy in a little coat.
Take it off. I'm serious.
Richard, what's happening?
That never gets old.
I love it so much, man.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
You know, David Spade has a new talk show?
Yeah, a new show on Comedy Central.
Just debuted on Monday. I haven't had a chance to watch it yet. But curious.
Well, congratulations, John. You get some tickets to go see Social Distortion and Flogging Molly together Saturday, September 28th, downtown Las Vegas Event Center. Congratulations to you, man.
That is awesome, guys. I appreciate it.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So it looks like some pretty big numbers. Nevada casino win jumping 11.6% in June to over $1 billion. Now, if you spread that out over the last 3 months, though, because it's ticked down, it's only really about a 1% gain, but still, it's a big gain, and it's moving in the right direction. I mean, if you're a casino, I guess.
Just
means that we've lost more money.
Take it from the tourists. Take it from the tourists.
A year ago, the state reported a 3.2% increase from the fiscal 2017. A board summary noted that the average growth in Nevada casino winnings has been about 1% during the last 10 years. So gambling is second only to sales tax as a percentage of the state's $14 billion annual budget.
Ooh, okay.
The board reported last month that through June 25th, the state took in $710.5 million in taxes, up a little bit more than 4% from the $683 million received in fiscal 2018.
You know, this is good news. It's good news for the Valley. You know, this compared with along with home prices, things are going well here. You know, I mean, obviously you can see the Valley is flourishing. When you look across it, you see new construction happening. All of that, again,
the home prices have leveled out a little bit. I mean, they're still considerably up from where they were just a few years ago, but there's a lot more listings. So, I mean, there was a real drought for a long time with the number of houses that were even available out there, and that was just pushing the prices up more and more. Now there's a lot more listings that don't have offers on it. New construction has slowed down a little bit in some places, and as a result, the prices have leveled off, which is...
They've got to a more realistic point.
Right, yeah.
Which is where we, you know, which I'm not mad if we're seeing increases, just not exponential increases.
Yeah, it just doesn't need to keep snowballing. Like, level it off. It's still considerably less than California, which is great.
We shouldn't be anywhere close to California, honestly, though.
And we're not.
You know, I mean,
and we're not.
Well, some parts of California.
Well, yeah, Fresno.
Bakersfield.
I wonder if a house costs more here or in Bakersfield.
Gotta be here.
If it's Bakersfield, we have some room to grow.
It's gotta be here, that's for sure.
So I don't think I'd want to be on this jury, but Nevada jury is being picked for the biker club racketeering trial that's going on. Deadly 2011 shooting between rival motorcycle gangs, the Vagos and the Hells Angels, took place at the casino in Northern Nevada.
Yep.
And they're picking members here in Las Vegas to be a part of this jury.
Yeah, I'm good on that. Why don't you put me on that, like, Katy Perry ripping off a Christian rap single trial? That's the one I want to be
on.
That's the one I want to be on, just because it's like, hey, man. Yeah, that's not, wouldn't be a fun jury to be on.
Yeah. So there's eight guys that are up for trial, and all eight are from California, ranging in age from 36 to 70. They represent the
70.
First 70-year-old bikers involved.
They
represent the first of three groups totaling 21 defendants in a sweeping case that prosecutors allege involved the Vagos in crimes in California, Arizona, Hawaii, Oregon, Utah, and here in Nevada. So the centerpiece is the shooting death of the president of the Hells Angels chapter in San Jose. There's a big brawl that happened at that casino in Reno, if you remember all those years ago. And two Vagos members received non-fatal gunshots in the exchange of gunfire. But, you know, middle of a casino, everyone starts shooting at each other. Pretty awesome, right?
Yeah, people all around. Yeah, definitely people are going to jail.
Yeah.
Or not jail, prison.
So a porch pirate, did you guys see this video? Or at least the stills of it? There's a guy who was who's running around stealing people's packages, which is dirty, man. Like, what?
Yeah.
Stop that. And also, in this day and age, people get all sorts of worthless crap that's sent to their houses. I hope that you were picking up packages that had cat food in them, you know?
Not even cat food. Who wants their cat to go hungry? I hope it's like cat diuretics.
The cat just wants to slim down. It's bikini season. Police say that a man is suspected as a porch pirate, and there's a bunch of surveillance cameras, as there is at most houses now, right, it seems?
I would say half the houses in my neighborhood have a Ring.
Yeah, just the
or
Ring cameras.
Have the blank cameras.
Yeah, some sort of surveillance. And even if it's not the house that you're stealing from, probably one of the neighbors or something like that. Well, this guy is 21-year-old. His name is Ryan Polaire. And he really kind of went above and beyond to try to disguise himself. He was wearing a mask.
Yeah.
And it sort of looked like the V for Vendetta mask,
guy,
right?
Yeah. Or whatever.
Yeah. So he's wearing that mask and a Raiders hat. Unfortunately for him, maybe he should have thought about the idea that he had fairly obvious tattoos, including a big neck tattoo that he didn't bother to cover up. He had large tattoos on his legs and his arms that were also plainly visible. So, I mean, cool mask and all, but they caught the guy, and they say that he is he's been stealing stuff to the tune of perhaps over $4,000 worth of merchandise from victims' front doorsteps.
If you're, like, maybe you just start, like, leaving the good book out there. Like, have you heard the good word when they open up that Amazon package?
Thou shall not steal, you son of a bitch. Get off my porch.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I don't know if there were guns in biblical time, but sure, why not?
Would have been a lot cooler if there was.
Would it have been?
Yeah.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So when I ask you who is the most annoying co-worker that you have, probably somebody's face just appeared in your head. Because you know exactly who I'm talking about, right?
You may even be thinking of somebody at a job that you no longer work at.
There's always that one person that is seared into your mind as being an awful coworker.
Mm-hmm. They imprint themselves upon you, and you just, no matter how hard you scrub, you just can't shake that stank.
James said, my boss is annoying as hell, completely baseless conversations all of the time, like a nagging little brother. I just smile, nod, and slowly back away.
That's a tough one when it's your boss. Like, how do you navigate that? While trying to get, like, either a promotion or get ahead, or you just don't care.
Get a raise, or, yeah, you're just like, whatever. This one, Spence, who works at our sister station, said, simple, Tommy Bahama, Hawaiian shirt-wearing guy every day. Oh, and happy birthday, Mahoney.
How dare he take a shot at Alan Stock? You know he is not here to defend himself. He is a fellow Avalon driver, even though he jocked my style completely.
Brandy on Twitter said, anyone who clips their nails at work.
Oh,
gross.
My God. You should be fired on the spot. HR should be called in. You should be escorted out. You don't even get a box. You don't even get the little walk of shame
box. They just throw everything out of the parking lot.
Like
just shatters all over, like, next to your Ford Fiesta.
A scorned ex throwing it out the window. We should all be able to, like, I don't even want to touch this stuff. If you clip your nails at work, why would you even think about, like, that is okay?
I can't believe people do. I've never seen that.
Oh, especially the people that don't mind the rogue nails going flying.
Oh yeah. Years ago, when we used to, like, our weekend staff, we had like 10, 15 people here. It was nuts. And you would come in here on certain weekends, and you wouldn't know what you were going to find.
So gross.
Like, just because I have found nails in our old building near the board, like the control board.
Oh, no.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that means they were putting their feet up and everything.
Just nasty.
Jordan said, I have a coworker that does know what an inside voice is. No matter where you are in the office, you can always hear him talking and telling his dumb stories. The worst, right? This one got texted to us at 73100. My coworker farts all of the time in our shared 12x12 office, and it really pisses off the other coworker that also shares the office with us. Then he sprays him with Lysol to disinfect his ass. Afterwards, the office smells like somebody pooped on clean linen. It smells like when somebody takes a massive dump and then sprays Febreze, but there's not enough Febreze in the bathroom. I don't really mind. It's pretty hilarious to me.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Three people in a 12x12 office busting ass. Hell no.
Not allowed, man. It's too small of a room.
We got a no farting policy in the studio.
You certainly do.
Walk outside.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
We don't have too many annoying coworkers around here right now, do we?
Not right now.
Over the years, we certainly have.
We've had some real pieces of garbage.
Man, there's this one chick that we used to work with that used to walk around and always pretend to be sick, but she was so overly dramatic about it.
Yeah.
She would, if she had a cold, she would literally roll up Kleenex and stick it in her nose and walk around. So Kleenex was sticking out the bottom of her nose just so you were aware that she wasn't feeling well.
If you're that sick, like, we have a pretty, like, we work for a good company that has a pretty solid, we get a decent amount of sick days a year.
Sure, yeah.
take your sick day. Like, nobody
don't
is
get everyone else sick.
Nobody is impressed by your commitment to get everybody else sick. Like, I get, hey, we've worked jobs where that is not the case. But if you're in an office where people appreciate it when you don't get somebody else sick, just as long as you don't abuse that, you know.
Right.
Like,
yeah.
If you got the biggest day of the year coming up and you call in sick.
Nobody likes that person.
And they know you're lying. Yeah. But if you're, like, actually got a cold and you're contagious, keep your sick ass at home.
Also, that girl was so annoying that everyone was really happy when she would call in sick. Because that would mean that she wasn't there for the day. Tiffany said, I worked with a guy who would take a 15-minute smoke break once an hour.
Wow.
And after that smoke break, he would come in and vape inside until his next smoke break. My coworker and I counted all of the breaks a few times, and the top one was 15 times in 3 hours.
Wow.
Well, how's that even possible?
Yeah. Like, I'm curious what...
It's like a whole pack of cigarettes in 3 hours.
Like, what field are you in? You know, that's what I'm curious.
We do have a couple of the super vapors here where they're, I mean, you know, smokers as well, of course, but the guys who take the vape breaks, we'll just go out there and sit for 20 minutes at a time. You're like, what are you doing?
Like, nobody else, like...
Smoking a cigarette doesn't take 20 minutes. Like, wrap it up, buddy.
Dave, they gotta wait, let the carburetor warm up on the big giant vape. So dumb.
Devin said, I have a Hummer next to me. I kid you not. It is the most annoying thing ever. It's like having elevator music on with a broken speaker.
Oh, I thought they were talking about an actual vehicle. I was like, that's pretty cool.
Or the other version of a Hummer. You're like, that's pretty neat, too.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Whistler falls in that category.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a toe tapper. Like, I do. Like, my leg moves. I got restless leg syndrome.
That's not normally that bad, though.
Yeah.
Unless you're...
Well, you're not directly next to me, though.
Your leg is knocking against something.
Yeah. You're far enough away. Yeah. You don't get it.
Thank God.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The most annoying person that you work with, or maybe that you have worked with over the years. Will said, it's the person who decides to ask a question that was previously answered and talked about ad nauseum on the conference call, lengthening the time by an additional 5 to 10 minutes that I will never get back. F that person.
Conference call, all staff meetings, when these are questions that could just be answered without everybody else there that don't pertain to anybody else. If you're asking a question in a conference call or an all staff meeting that pertains to nobody else besides you, do it over email. Don't waste everybody's time. I agree that, like, I like, especially like when it's dragging down, like, you know, this is about to end.
Yeah, it's wrapping up. And then somebody
like I wish my eyes were daggers that could just be shot. Just take that person out, because, you know, you're like, why are you asking such dumbass questions? It's never an insightful question either.
Never.
Always dumbass questions.
How about this one? Bossy Rossi's not going to like this. Troy said, the Patriots fan in every workplace always is the worst.
I mean, we have, like, what, 5 Patriots fans here?
I mean, a couple really vocal ones, though.
Couple. Yeah. One's not a douche. A couple are.
Yeah, Bossy Rossi and Sean Tempesta. Huge douches.
Huge. Huge. Schwartz is a good
Schwartz
dude.
Schwartz is cool.
He's a good dude.
Elaine, I'm still on the fence with. Scott said, the one-upper, no matter what you're talking about, they have a story that's always just a little bit better than yours. Yep.
Sons of bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Or they're just waiting to tell. They're not even listening to your story.
Oh.
They're just waiting to tell their story.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Why are we even talking? Let's move on. Just walk down the hall.
Brooke said, I worked as an executive assistant for a music artist / producer / all kinds of other S. And he would do the, no, it's going to be huge BS every time he failed to pay me. Nah, B, it's going to be great. Making moves and then nothing. He still calls me at all hours of the night trying to get me to help or work with stuff that he can't handle. Please stop, dude.
Just block his number.
Yeah.
Like, if they're not paying, you're not going to work for him. Block his number. That's on you.
Danielle said, the coworker at the same level that gave themselves a fake promotion. When did it become okay for you, you delusional moron, to start barking out orders at people with the same title as you?
Thank you.
Dave, they're showing leadership. Here. That's how you become a leader, by showing leadership. So hurry up and push that button!
Yes, sir.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
I've given myself some fake titles earlier. Senior executive producer of the Dave Mahoney Morning Show.
What does that even mean?
I don't know.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The most annoying coworker that you have. Christina said, I work as a bartender with another guy who thought he was a mixologist because he smoked pot and was a know-it-all. He'd always correct my drinks, even when it was a whiskey and Coke. He'd rearrange the bar to his liking, even though it was set up the way the bar was supposed to be. Mm-hmm. I'd always ask him, hey, if you're so good at bartending, why aren't you at that place you keep saying you're going to work downtown? And then he'd change the subject or say that he's too good for them. I get annoyed with people who are know-it-alls. We're slinging sangria and wine. It's not rocket science, mofo. Candace said, I'm a pit boss and I got a dealer who the second she goes to a game, she has to grab every piece of trash and cigarette butt on there and then call me to come get it. And then will keep calling me until I come get all the trash and take it away. I refuse every time. She hates it, LOL. But you know how like they cycle dealers through and she sits down at a new game and she gathers everything up and then beckons for the pit boss to come over and take care of it. And she refuses.
Are there not trash cans like directly under those tables?
I never really pay attention, I guess.
I don't know. I've never been behind a blackjack table before.
Isaac said, I own my own business, but I can say that the people I dislike working with the most are the people who say they will do something or get results, and then it doesn't work out. They have a laundry list of excuses. Take responsibility. Don't make excuses.
One of the biggest pet peeves I have about annoying coworkers are the guys who just have the bosses just completely bamboozled for a little bit. And they always get found out. They promise the world they're going to change everything. And it's always the same song and dance every single job they go to. And for some reason, they still can't seem to keep a job, but they're always going to be the savior at a new place. And then a month later, they're back to their old habits of just not doing anything, failing on promises made.
Eileen said a coworker that I have makes loud clicking and smacking noises with his mouth when he eats hard candy, which is all day, every day.
How about this one? This guy.
Oh, yeah.
The water bottle guy? Stop it. Stop it! You
just
suck.
Get the reusable bottle. Yes.
Steve said, I work with a speed freak meth head that doesn't listen to orders, jumps to conclusion, and it takes an act of Congress to get him to do things the right way. He breaks more S than he fixes. When you work for a maintenance crew in a large casino, it's rather counterproductive. He is also super dangerous to work with. I once caught him looking for a gas leak with a lighter.
Oh, my God.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I wonder if Dave had to pick between either one of his kids, which one he would pick. He has to pick one, or else he's a bitch.
Message deleted.
What?
What?
I think he was asking you if to pick.
You have to pick one of your kids?
Pick one of my kids for what? To keep? No, I picked them both. I mean, it's impossible. Like, as a parent, they're very different. My two daughters are. And so it depends on what I'm picking them for. Like, if I want unbridled energy with just nonstop action, I'm going to pick the 3-year-old. If I want somebody that is more likely to take a nap throughout the day, it's the baby. You know, there's just they're two very different personalities.
Well, also they're too young to form a favorite yet.
Yeah.
Like I'm sure wait with until time. Like 8 or 10.
No, but like, by the time they're like 19, I'll be like, okay, I've got a favorite. Figured it out. But right now, still too much undecided.
Okay.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I was watching that show Lottery Dream Home the other day, and it got my mind racing. Like, I'm wondering what kind of house we'd get if any of us won the lottery. Let's say we won $5 million.
Message deleted.
I don't think I would get just one house. Like, the idea of having a house that's a beach house, like maybe somewhere like Newport Beach or Laguna or something like that.
A beach house for $5 million?
Sure, I'm not talking about a big place. And then you buy, like, a cabin up in Bryan Head, and you have, like, a nice house here. Yeah. But when you look at the difference between, say, like, a $5 million house and a $3 million house, I just don't really normally see that big of a difference.
Yeah.
They're both palatial estates that are awesome top to bottom. And so, you know, going, oh, okay, well, I'm going to spend an extra $2 million on this house. Unless you just have untold money, it seems kind of pointless to me.
For me, I very rarely enter contests, you know, like especially like online ones, you know. It's like one thing if you're calling the radio station, you get through, it rings, you win.
You get tickets, pretty simple.
Yeah, it's easy. Yeah. And it's, you know, here in Las Vegas, you know, you're not competing against millions of people, but I entered that HGTV.
Oh, you did? Yeah.
Oh, yeah, where they got me.
Oh, man.
The Dream House in Whitefish House in Montana.
Oh, I haven't even seen the one this year.
It's, dude, it's just stupid.
Oh, that's so gross, man.
Oh, it's just, you're out in the, you're overlooking some lake or river, beautiful, just mountains. And it's this amazing house that HGTV built. Like, that is like something like
that's so sick.
I would love something like that. But even at $5 million, you know, yes, that's life-changing money for all of us. You can't go crazy with that because property taxes. This is why the lottery sucks. It's like we just get so technical. You're like,
well, if you win $5 million, you're going to get about three.
Yep.
Yeah. And then okay, if you're going to buy $1.5 million house.
Think of the property taxes on that.
Oh, yeah, sure. And then if you're talking about multiple houses in different states, like yeah. I just was, $5 million gone, is not nearly enough.
Gone before you know it. Yeah. But I would 100, the Glacier County Getaway. Feel free to Google that. The HGTV.
What are you doing? You're lowering your odds of winning now.
Man, you know, if somebody I know wins that, you know, and I gave them the idea, maybe they'll invite me there.
If you haven't seen the HGTV house that they give away every year, it is... It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's a sick house. And every year they do it.
It makes your house feel like no matter how much you love your house, you're like, this place is a dump. I live in a dump. This is a shack. Why do I live in such filth and squalor?
I'm a peasant. Damn it. Even going and looking at houses, new houses on the weekend, if you ever go do that.
We just do that all the time.
And it ruins you.
Well, I think what we do is we steal...
steal ideas?
Decoration ideas from rich houses.
Yeah, but then you go back to it and you're like, man, my house sucks. I need to upgrade. Right.
Well, then you do what you add the stone in or you add in the inset lighting. Next thing I want is that stupid, in the bedrooms that those real fancy bedrooms, they've got the lighting. They have it's like a cutout in the ceiling and the light goes up.
Uh-huh.
I don't know what that's called, but it looks awesome because it's not direct light right in your eye. It's nice, like bounced off the walls and looks really cool. You can change the colors if you got a really fancy one. Yeah.
So like the red light special or something?
No, I was going to you go warmer or colder lights depending on your mood.
Cool blue.
Yeah. Or if sexy time's happening, you black.
Turn it off.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Gonna project a hologram of somebody else onto my body.
It's top stories. Here's what's making news.
I'm not sure why, Mahoney, but for whatever reason, we didn't get an invite to Google Camp, and this actually is a pretty fun-sounding thing.
What is Google Camp?
It's an annual event, and it's in full swing right now. There's a bunch of private planes and mega yachts that are bringing guests like Harry Styles and Katy Perry and Orlando Bloom and Gail King and Leonardo DiCaprio and Bradley Cooper.
Wait, how do you throw Gail King with everybody else who you just listed?
Because it's Gail King.
It's Gail King.
I mean, if it was Oprah, cool. But like Oprah's best friend,
So, but Gail King's successful in her own right.
Yeah, but totally. I mean, really? Cool, you're on CBS News.
So what happens is, I guess this company brings all these people over. There's this huge event that happens in Idaho that runs a few weeks prior.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of activities, and this particular resort boasts a couple of 18-hole golf courses, blah, blah, blah. All the hotel staff and security sign a non-disclosure agreement of what's an incredibly secure complex, and no one can reveal anything about what goes on behind closed doors. On the final night, Google spends close to $100,000 renting out a 2,500-year-old Valley of the Temple Ruins for a concert and a sit-down meal. Sting performed there last summer. So they cruise all around Italy after they do this event in Idaho, and they have all of these Maseratis and everything else that they'll drive around in Sicily, and then they end up having this enormous party at this castle. And again, like Sting played last year. So, you know, who's going to play this year? No one knows because they don't disclose it, but it's going to be some huge artist. But it's all of these A-list celebrities. You got to think, if Bradley Cooper and Leonardo DiCaprio are showing up, it's probably going to be a pretty good time.
What do you think Alphabet, what do you think Google stock is at right now? What do you think one share of Google will cost you?
Probably like $1,000.
$1,200.
Oof.
They're currently worth $850 billion. A lot of lawmakers talking about regulating Google, Facebook, Amazon. you know, the crackdown on these tech giants coming soon. So I don't know if the
I think it's too late, man.
You think so?
Yeah, I think that Google is more powerful than any politician.
Oh, no.
You don't think so?
Oh, no.
I don't know.
No, man. I mean, like any single politician, yeah, without a doubt. Yeah. But if they all get together and they say, you know, we're going to come down on you, the American government can regulate you. I mean, they broke up Bell.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, that was the biggest telecom in the history of the world, and they broke that up.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Maybe cool it on the Maseratis and the super yachts with Leonardo DiCaprio.
Nah, man, live your best life. Like, you got it now, spend it. Mm-hmm. You never know when it's going to end.
Drive it like it's rented.
So there was a prison riot down in Brazil, and this is crazy. It was at a prison in northern Brazil, went down on Monday. State prison authorities say that 16 people were decapitated.
Jesus.
52 dead in total. The count of victims potentially could rise when authorities have searched all of the areas involved, but they haven't been able to quite get around to it just yet. There was a clash between some gangs in jail, but 16 people decapitated.
That is horrible.
It's just, yeah.
Another reason, you know, I love America. You know, we have our issues, but man, that is
Brazil
is a scary ass place,
and especially a Brazilian prison.
You want to
rival gangs?
You want to blow your mind? Look at the president of Brazil and look into what that dude's all about. He makes every other world leader look like Mickey Mouse.
Yeah,
like literally. I mean, like as far as like elected leaders go,
not just dictators.
Not just dictators, but even make some of dictators.
So some dictators, you're like, oh, you're not a bad
like,
dictator.
I don't know if I would have said that. You know, hey man,
going a little too far there. I don't
chill
know.
Chill out on that.
So the new ultimate luxury vacation, according to some, is doing nothing in the middle of nowhere.
I'm into it.
Hell yeah.
Simplicity is the ultimate luxury vacation as travelers are searching for new ways to unplug. The promise of escaping everyday life has lured vacationers. How people choose to go about doing that is different, of course. But on travel booking sites, Americans are finding increasingly areas that are more isolated. It's not about going to some crowded touristy destination that's full of a bunch of other people necessarily. So options include like coastal hideaways, you know, hotels in the middle of the woods, a getaway surrounded by whales, accessible only by boat, solar powered dwellings perched over a waterfall, stuff like that is on the rise.
I mean, perched over a waterfall. I mean, that sounds majestic. This is one of the reasons I love cruises, even though you're surrounded by, you know, people. That doesn't bother me. I like the fact that you're not super connected. You know, I can get to my phone if I want to. I can check emails if I want to. But
see, I hate that. I hate it so much. Like, this sounds so stupid to me.
Oh no,
there's this family that was paying $3,100 per person per night to stay at this resort in Alaska that is specifically designed as an internet-free home. Stop it. Just turn your phone off. Like $3,100 per person per night.
That's a lot.
Get out of here.
That's a lot. But I've seen some of those, like, you go to, you know, one of those Norwegian countries, like Norway or Sweden. They had these, like, igloo-type like retreats where you can see like the northern lights.
That sounds stupid.
No, that's
no
like,
way.
Northern lights.
No, seeing the northern lights is cool, but
in
go
an
to
igloo.
Go,
but it's like a luxury igloo.
A luxury igloo.
Yeah,
they got internet in there.
I mean, I don't know if they have internet, but they have a hot tub.
This is creepy, man. No one hangs out in hot tubs except for swingers.
No, man, that's outdoor above ground hot tubs, man.
Oh, is this one in the ground?
What's in an igloo?
What if it melts into the glacier?
Well, then that things get steamy, man. Things get hot in here.
Oh, gross.
No, I mean, it's not like it's made out of ice, but it's like that, like permafrost or whatever.
I hate it, man. I hate being disconnected. I like the option. I like being online. It's that.
What about going to the woods or something like that? You know?
Why? No, I don't want to go to the woods. No, the lake's great if my phone works.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like to listen to my music, and from time to time,
I'll have music downloaded on your phone.
Check. Of course, I do.
Then you can just stream it to.
It's like the same 30 songs that I've had on my phone for the last 20 years. Like, can I really listen to Big Wreck one more time? Like,
yes,
it's enough.
Can.
Enough Breaking Benjamin.
Let's hear the Oaf right now.
Actually, I love that song.
It's so good. It's not Thursday.
Still
though.
A jam.
Catch the David Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Sign me up. Not $3,100 a night, but I'm into it. Give me a week. Disconnect.
Get me plugged in, man.
Feel refreshed. It's like a cleanser, Dave. You are no
I want a cleanser.
Drink some lemon and cayenne. Some water.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show present the Missed Connection Inspection.
There's nothing more beautiful than when you see two people that you really care about fall in love and live happily ever after.
Mm-hmm.
That also goes for total strangers on Craigslist.
We signed an oath as broadcasters when we got into this business that we would do everything that we could to bring random thirsty internet strangers together.
That is categorically untrue. However, had they given us the opportunity to sign some sort of oath or contract.
No, that's true. I signed
it. Oh, yeah?
It.
Was that a clause in your deal?
Yeah, they're like, you got to make nasty people hook up. I'm like, I'm here. I'm your man.
Story number one, looking for that country girl. Looking for my lost cowgirl. The one that was there that I held tenderly. Went on late night walks in the moonlight. Saddled up and rode together while enjoying each other's company.
Okay.
All right.
Just I mean, that's not too bad.
You'd think you'd have that person's phone number. But whatever.
I mean, maybe a
Craigslist
little,
it is.
Are they a Lil Nas X fan? I mean, like, have you ever, like, let's go walk in the moonlight. There's never enough moonlight out.
That's pretty creepy, right?
Yeah. It's like, are you going to murder me in a park?
Yeah.
Are you
the Joker? Is this the whole Dancing with the Devil in the Pale of the Moonlight thing? I know what's going on.
I know what you did to Jerry Howell. Or Jerry, Mick Jagger's ex, whatever. Jerry Howell's a Spice Girl. You know who I'm talking about, though.
Next one is the fine AF white dude at the Fiesta with a broke hand. Mm. You had a backwards baseball cap on. You looked like heaven with your 5 o'clock shadow.
Hell yeah.
I was going to give you my number while you're at the sports bar, but you were gone before I could. You think this is dude for dude?
Yes.
It is?
Is it? No.
It just seems so odd.
Is it dude for dude?
It did not specify, but I am I'm getting a guy
this
vibe.
This doesn't seem
this.
Dude for dude for me.
Well, this one definitely dude for dude. Deja vu bigger man. You asked to sit near me in the theater. I said go for it. You were super hot, but there was way too many people around. You left to go to the arcade. But when I went to go look for you, you were gone. Let me know what question you asked about the arcade. I would really like to play with you.
Ian. Yeah. Is there a movie theater at Deja Vu?
Why are you asking me?
No, this has got to be like one of these adults.
Yeah, I think it is just a regular adult
store.
It's
like an adult theater.
But is there, like, I mean, are there seats in there? Like,
yes.
Can you reserve them like you're going?
Does everyone go in there and just do the Pee Wee Herman?
Yes. Yes, they do.
While other people are around?
Yes. Yes, they do.
Is that illegal?
Well, they arrested Pee Wee and they arrested that.
It's illegal.
Remember that one guy? Fred.
Fred Willard.
Fred Willard. Old Fred Willie.
If you don't know who Fred Willard is, just Google him and you know who he is. Yeah.
He looks like everybody's dad.
Yeah.
Like everybody's nice.
Dodgeball and the Best in Show movies and all that stuff.
He was Phil Dunphy's dad in Modern Family for a couple of episodes.
He's been everything, but I like how he handled it. He was like, whatever.
He's like, yeah, I got caught. He's like, I should have used the internet.
That's what I wonder. Is it just people who cannot, like, who, if they get caught at home, that they're going to, like, get murdered by their significant other?
Well,
like, who are the people that are patronizing that establishment for that act?
Old weirdos. That's all it is. People there for the thrill of the act, or people who are afraid to do it at home.
Have you ever been in one of those things?
I've been to multiple of them, actually, especially here in the city, and they are weird.
Have you ever gone in there and taken care of business?
Absolutely no, because the content isn't really that great.
How many people are really in not. One of those? Like,
what do you mean the content's not
the
that good?
The videos aren't really
that
good.
They're showing?
Yeah, they're just kind of recycled from like the 80s.
Yeah,
I love Christy Canyon, don't get me wrong. But
if the urge had struck you, would you have?
No, absolutely.
No?
No.
Then why were you there?
It's a character study.
A character study?
But it's a character study,
that's
Dave.
This is the sort of thing you tell the cop as you're getting arrested. don't give us that line. this one's entitled, I Delivered Pizza to You. I delivered pizza to you. You sounded like you were hitting on me. I was working or else I would have made a move. So if you see this, mail me here and let's do this. Ian is somebody that is...
Mail me here.
Yeah, mail me.
Did they spell it right?
Yes, they did. This one is entitled Walmart Employee to the cute lady that was restocking movies at about 3 p.m. We exchanged some words. I accidentally knocked over some DVDs. We were shopping the refrigerated dog food. If by chance you see this, reply so we can chat. My wife and I would love to hang out sometime. Mm-hmm. Maybe lunch, dinner, or coffee. You seem like such a nice, sweet woman.
I mean, if you can't get through a day of going to Walmart without knocking over a stand of DVDs, my guess is you are not going to be Don Juan in the bedroom. Mm-hmm. You just knocked over four copies of whatever. Like, why?
Whatever crappy bootleg Jim Carrey movie that... nobody buys anymore. A Beautiful Mind.
That wasn't a Jim Carrey movie. That was a Russell Crowe movie, man.
Was it Beautiful? Oh, yeah. What was the one I'm thinking of? That Jim Carrey, like his first
Eternal
season.
Sunshine.
Eternal Sunshine. The Spotless Mind. There
Which
you
was
go.
A good movie. How dare
Who
you?
Who mixes those up, David?
Whatever.
Not even close.
This one, speaking of naughty movies, this one sounds like it's the beginning of a naughty movie. It's entitled Hot British Mom That Came to My Yard Sale.
Yeah. Mm.
I was checking you out a lot and you caught me and I liked it. I have never been with a woman, but I want to be with you. Hope you see this.
Is that
That's
woman?
A movie I would
Is that
watch.
Woman for Woman?
Yes, it is.
No, I'm hoping it's like a 60-year-old virgin.
Oh.
This one, I know you are my friend's sister, but I've been attracted to you for almost 20 years. We never spoke much because I respect your brothers and never wanted to mess that up. I know it's way too late. We are both married at this moment, but I'm really regretting never trying to be with you. Your braids and big earrings last night were so damn cute.
Mm-hmm. That's, you're just asking for trouble at that point.
Yeah, doesn't it sound like this guy's like some lower level schlub and like her brothers are like bikers or in the mob yes. or something, and he's just like, I'm going to go for it. I'm gonna do it.
Take it to Craigslist. Shoot my shot.
And the final one, which is so strange, it's entitled Baby Cakes Night Owl. You creep into my dreams. You are still one of my favorite movies to watch, and I'm hoping you're not in a basement or downstairs. Check your fish!
What?
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Is that a code?
I have no, right? No idea. Looked up everything in
Check
that.
Check your fish.
Check your fish.
Nothing.
Glitz. Glamour. Fame. Scandal. Weight loss tea? It's Pop Trash!
So race car driver Tony Stewart has had a relatively rough time over the last few years. He's 48 years old now, and he was driving in a sprint car race in Jackson, Minnesota, when he claims that his engine blew out on him, and so it was just after one lap, and he had to quit the race. Turns out, though, the Jackson Motorplex advertised it as Tony Stewart night, and so everyone was pretty excited to see him race. And then he wasn't able to race after more than one lap. And so some fan got his face and said, F you, Tony. You piece of S. You come here and basically race for one lap and you quit, you piece of S. And that's when he fired back. I blew my engine, you effing a-hole. Do you want to pay for it? And then Tony Stewart promptly went over to him and punched him in the face.
Do we have audio of this melee?
Yes, we do.
Hey, I got two of them. Hey, Tony, I got two of them.
Hey, shut up.
Hey.
Oh! Yeah! Yeah! You
attaboy!
Way to go, Storm!
And then Tony promptly said, F, I broke my hand.
What are you doing, man? Oh. You're worth $70 million.
Is he really?
Yes. What? I mean, he's a big name on the on the circuit for many
years. Three-time NASCAR Cup Champ Series, yeah.
He's or worth $70 champ. Million. Dollars. Yeah. Like, what are you doing fighting rubes? Just be like, call it a day. I don't know, man. Like,
you know that we've arrived at a special point in our history when we say that Courtney Love is the voice of reason.
Why are you saying that?
She was able to get her daughter's ex-husband to sit for a psych examination to determine the state of his mental health in a huge legal battle over a famous Kurt Cobain guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy sued Courtney and her manager and others last year for allegedly conspiring to kill him to get back Kurt's guitar,
sure.
Which was awarded to him in the divorce from Kurt and Courtney's daughter, Frances Bean.
This dude is such a piece of garbage. Like, again, yeah. I don't ever want to side with Courtney Love. I have nothing against Frances. You know, it's her dad's guitar.
Yeah.
What are you doing taking it?
Yep.
Like, if it's a gift or not, like, what are you doing with your ex-wife's dead dad's guitar? Like, what? Like, other than trying to sell it?
Trying to sell it, yeah.
That just makes you trash.
Yeah.
So,
but he is totally off his rocker.
Yeah.
I mean, just from the stuff that I've seen and heard from him, like, he just does not seem like he's in the right place mentally, which is more sad than anything. Just hope that he gets the help that he needs.
Also, just get out of here, man. Just get out of here.
So there's early buzz saying that the Joker with Joaquin Phoenix could get an Academy Award. So Todd Phillips' Joker is shaping up to be a serious contender when it comes to award season. You think about Heath Ledger and what a masterful job that he did with Joker. And, Jack Nicholson, also an iconic version of Joker. But Joaquin Phoenix seems perfect for it, doesn't he?
I mean, I'm curious. The trailer. Have you seen the couple trailers that they've put out from it so far?
Yeah.
And it, I mean, it's going to be an R-rated movie, which I like. I think making it a little bit more adult because the Joker
darker,
and even Batman as a whole should be a bit darker. And nobody's ever really gone there. You know, Christopher Nolan went PG-13, but going the full R-rated with an actor like Joaquin Phoenix, and Joaquin Phoenix. Crazy as hell, you know. Remember that the stories a couple years ago where he was like going off his rocker, and everybody believed it. He was doing it for a part.
Yeah.
It was just like a real life action, you know, piece of art.
He's like Andy Kaufman.
Yeah,
yeah.
Or an even greater artist like Shia LaBeouf.
Yes, it's. I would have liked to have seen a Shia LaBeouf Joker. That would have been something. But
they're saying that Joaquin Phoenix. The early buzz from insiders is that he could get a Best Actor nomination for this one.
I mean, have you? Him and Walk the Line, The Master, everything that even
that
Gladiator,
movie Her, where it's basically just him acting with himself.
He's phenomenal.
Yeah,
I still haven't seen that. What was that movie called? Inherent Vice, that other Paul Thomas Anderson movie that came out a couple years ago.
Never saw
Still wanted to see that one too, but everything that he is in, even if it's a bad movie, he's good in, if that makes sense.
Oh, and speaking of the greatest thespians of our time, Denise Richards.
Things fame.
Set to be cast in that Wild Things scene in the pool.
You act like you forgot about that.
Man,
act like you forgot about that.
That's the only thing. Like, when I think of Denise Richards, other than all the Charlie Sheen mess, that's the only thing that I think of.
Her and Nev Campbell making out in that pool.
Stop.
That was pre-internet, so that one's like, that's burned in.
Oh, yeah. You didn't see that stuff back then.
Yeah.
And they're just, you know, topless. It wasn't even really anything that crazy. They're just topless kissing in the pool, and you're just like,
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The story is that she's going to be in the rebooted 90210, which no one cares about.
Except for Bossy Rossi.
Does he like the reboot?
Oh, he's seen every episode of 90210 ever.
Why does he have the television watching habits of a 12-year-old?
I don't know.
He also loves everything on MTV. The other day, one of those losers from Jersey Shore was here. Not even one of the main ones.
He made me run to go try to find him.
Which one was it? Do you remember?
Vinny. He wanted me to find Vinny from Jersey Shore.
He's like, if Vinny's here, will you send him down? I'm like, God, I want to leave. I want to show my Tom Brady dolls.
Welcome to Alternative Theater.
Sterling is joining us on today's Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Good morning, Sterling. How are you?
Good morning. I'm at work.
You're at work. Fantastic. Is this your first thespian experience?
This is.
And you're having it while at work. How dangerous of you.
Yes, sir.
So here's how this works. We have popular alternative songs from over the years. And I'll just give you a hint. Most of them are a bit older today.
I think all these are from the 90s.
90s, early 2000s.
Maybe one is from like 2001.
Yeah. But we're going to act these out for you, and you're trying to get the artist and the song. If you get two out of the three correct, you win today. What's at stake? We've got tickets for Third Eye Blind and Jimmy Eat World. They are together this Friday at the Pearl Inside the Palms. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com, but you can win yours for free. And Jimmy Eat World is doing a private acoustic performance for us before the show, and we would like to invite you to that as well if you're able to win today, okay?
Okay, awesome.
Best of luck. One request is please do not interrupt the talent. Mahoney will get very upset if you interrupt him while he is in the middle of his performance.
I will come to your work and burn that bitch down, Sterling. Wow. Also, it is my birthday, and
Happy birthday.
Sterling.
Yeah.
This is my present to you.
All right, here we go with song number one again, trying to get two out of three.
Let me. Actually, I wish I had some water. I drank it all today. Damn it.
Here, do you want some water?
No. I'm not drinking out of the same bottle as you.
It's a new bottle.
I have an unopened bottle if you want it.
No. You're ruining this!
All right, here we go.
Scene one.
Hey, don't write yourself off yet. It's only in your head you feel left out or looked down on.
Sterling, you're typing. You cheating son of a bitch.
I'm at work.
Don't matter. You've ruined it.
What do you mean?
He's at work. No, he's ruined it.
Sterling, are you cheating? You can't.
You're cheating.
You can't Google it.
No, go to the next guy. I'm done with Sterling.
What are you doing?
He was cheating.
Sterling?
Yes.
Were you cheating?
No. And I actually know that song quite well. Those are the people that are performing this weekend.
I don't believe him. I don't believe him.
Wait, you haven't even done your lines yet.
I still, because I heard him typing. He interrupt this.
Okay.
Like if he's too busy to enjoy.
He's at work.
He is the guy who's in the theater on his phone. He's ruined this performance.
Okay. We're going to give him the point.
No, we're not. He gets nothing. He has to get all three of these. And if we hear you typing,
what?
Sterling.
What? I don't know why he's coming at you, Sterling.
I don't even know why.
You can get through this. You can get through it. Okay?
I don't know if I can.
No more typing. Okay,
on Sterling. My birthday?
On his birthday of all days.
On
You know how sensitive he is.
Birthday?
Okay, here we go. On to number two.
Which way? Are we doing that?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready, Sterling?
Yes.
Okay, here we go. With a little love and some tenderness.
We'll walk upon the water.
We'll rise above the mess.
With a little peace and some harmony.
We'll take the world together.
We'll take them by the hand.
Because I've got a hand for you. What is wrong with you, man?
What's going on?
He ruined it.
He didn't ruin it.
He ruined it. He really did.
Okay.
I don't trust this guy.
What? Do you know that one, Sterling?
I don't.
No guess at all?
Possibly the other people that are performing this weekend?
No, it's not. I'm sorry, Sterling, but...
You suck.
You ruined it. You suck, Mahoney.
Ah, man, I was all excited. We had great scenes picked out, great songs.
All right, I'm going to put Sterling on hold. All right, Dustin?
Yeah?
Mahoney is very mad at Sterling.
And so I can hear that.
Yeah, he's very upset.
Very upset.
Dustin, do you think he was cheating?
Yeah.
See? Dustin, an opportunistic son of a bitch. All right, let's do these last two. If Dustin gets both these,
he gets it.
He gets
it. If he misses them, then we'll give them to that cheating-ass son of a bitch, Sterling.
He wasn't cheating. He's at work.
Dude.
I really don't think he was cheating.
No, he wasn't.
Okay, here we go.
Yeah,
we're going here, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Good luck,
Let me get back into character now that... Here we go.
Okay. Brainstorm, take me away from the norm.
I've got something to tell you.
This phenomenon, I had to put it in a song, and it goes like this.
Whoa! Amber is the color of your energy.
Whoa! Shades of gold display naturally.
You want to know what brings me here?
You glide through my head blind to fear.
And I know.
And sing. Dustin?
311.
311. Song?
Amber?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
It's pretty easy.
Okay. Yeah, that was pretty easy. One more here. If you get this right, you win.
I ain't getting this one.
If you don't get this one, we're giving the tickets to that cheating son of a bitch, Sterling.
Third Eye Blind is my favorite band, too, in the world.
Third Eye Blind is your favorite band in the world. Wow,
oh, no,
you're really buttering us up. Well, don't blow
name all the band members.
I can't.
That's all I know.
Stephen Jenkins.
Stephen Jenkins, that's it.
No, he could have said anybody. He could have been like Darius Rucker.
Yeah. Led Zeppelin, okay. All right, here we go. Final one, you get this right, you get to see your favorite band this weekend. And Jimmy Eat World is doing a private acoustic performance before the show that you can join us for as well, okay?
Sounds amazing.
Okay. Every morning, there's a halo hanging from the corner of my girlfriend's four-post bed.
From the corner!
Oops, crap.
I know it's not mine, but I'll see if I can use it for the weekend or a one-night stand.
Couldn't understand how to work it out.
Once again, as predicted, left my broken heart, and you ripped it out.
Something's got me reeling.
Something's got me believing.
Turn me around again.
And
for the
Sugar
win.
Ray.
What?
Sugar Ray every morning.
You did. You did it. Favorite band this weekend. Congratulations to you, Dustin.
Thank you. I can't wait to see Jimmy, too. Private. That sounds awesome.
It's going to be a great time. I really feel bad for Sterling. I really, really do.
Me, too.
He was just typing. He's at work, man.
I mean, he's not giving us his full
attention.
Hey, Dave,
a text from the Centennial Toyota text line. It's Mahoney's birthday, and he can cry if he wants to.
You're right.
It's people whose lifetime goal is to own a fireworks stand. It's the Redneck Report.
So this one gets chalked up as potential son of the year. A Kentucky mom has been arrested after her child severely burned an 11-year-old boy by pouring boiling water on him as part of the dangerous hot water challenge. Isn't this cool?
There's a hot water challenge?
I guess. Billy Oliver was sleeping over at his friend's house in Manchester when his pal woke up at about 2:30 a.m. threw boiling water on him July 23rd. Billy suffered horrific second and third degree burns that peeled his skin across his neck, back, and shoulder in the water attack. His friend splashed him with the scalding water as part of the hot water challenge, where kids boil water to 212 degrees and then pour it on someone or drink it themselves.
What?
God, the internet's stupid.
Like, what? Who? How? How does that become a thing?
No idea. The friend's mom, Angela Guth, 42, turned herself into cops on Friday, faces charges of second-degree criminal abuse and first-degree child endangerment for failing to get Billy medical attention following the incident.
Oh,
Billy
God.
Is being treated at the Cincinnati Burn Center, expected to recover, and doctors do not believe he will need skin grafts for his injuries, as his skin does appear to be healing on its own.
Well,
but
that's
still.
Cool. Good, but the fact that the mom didn't get him medical attention after having hot water thrown on him.
Unbelievable.
Insane.
But
like, also,
this little turd gets his mom sent to jail because he's too stupid to realize that you shouldn't do the hot water challenge. And then his mom is too stupid to realize that she needs to rush him to the hospital.
Why do stupid people have so many kids? Why? Just why?
Speaking of stupid people, how about this? Tattooed mom, and they call her a tattooed mom because she's got that cool ass face tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
Accused of leaving her baby girl in a car with the engine running while she drank shots in a bar, and she showed no remorse in her mugshot where she was smiling ear to ear. Samantha Vaughn, 26, can be seen with a big grin on her face in the police image after she was arrested at the Trackside nightclub in Copperas Cove, Texas, in the early hours of Sunday morning. Officers apprehended her at about 2 a.m. when she shouted a racial slur before recording a blood alcohol level of 0.148. Her one-year-old child was found in safety seat in the backseat of the car with the doors unlocked, according to the police. They found her inside of the club minutes later. Vaughn is said to have told the police that she just had two shots. Court records show that she'd claimed to have gone into the bar to use the bathroom after picking up her husband from the nightclub. Law enforcement said that she smashed her forehead on the steel bar inside of the police patrol car twice, causing her to cut her own stupid face. She now faces charges of abandoning, endangering a child with intent to return, resisting arrest, terroristic threats to a public servant, and other charges.
I try to be enlightened, Dave. I try to be woke, as the young folk say these days. But really, people like this, let's just like remove their reproductive rights.
You're not
like,
allowed to breathe
like
anymore.
You're done having kids.
Yeah.
Like, just, you are not doing the world any favors. Just two shots. Meanwhile, I'm going to also shout racial slurs all over the place.
Yeah.
And get arrested in the process. Just
oh, and your kid's in the backseat of the car.
One-year-old.
Yeah, one-year-old. Strapped in there.
They'll be fine.
Left it running.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's fine. So a bank robbery suspect writes a demand for cash on a document that has his full name and address on it.
How did they find him?
Well, just before 11 a.m., that 54-year-old Michael Harrell walked up to the counter at the U.S. Bank and passed the piece of paper to the teller demanding money. Teller took the note, looked at it, and looked at the other side, saw his name. He had used a note that he had earlier from the Ohio Bureau of Motor Vehicles, and it had his full name on it. Investigators say the teller was stunned not only to find his name, but also his address. She just goes, okay, here's the money. Sure. We'll be over shortly to pick it up. Called Michael and then notified law enforcement right after that. Once authorities confirmed that it was the same man caught on surveillance cameras robbing the bank, the warrant was quickly issued for his arrest. Investigators say the smart move now for the man would be to turn himself in, but he was not at his house when they actually went there to go pick him up.
I mean, I get it. When you need to write a note, sometimes you scramble around. You're looking for things that you can write on, like traditionally, back of like junk mail, right?
Yeah.
But maybe give it the back just a quick little peek if you're going to be, you know, holding up a bank later on that day.
Just a moment of thought, perhaps.
One moment. I mean, I actually like the if you were to steal somebody else's mail and do that, I wouldn't be mad at that. That would be a high level
really
move.
Good idea. If you have a doppelganger out there,
you look somebody. If one of your neighbors or somebody you know kind of looks like you.
Yeah. So a 50-year-old Land O'Lakes man is accused of severely beating his best friend and trashing his own home. He claims he trashed his place trying to catch his kitten. Douglin Allen Smith of Tower Road was arrested on Sunday and charged with aggravated battery with serious injuries. The victim stated that he and Smith, lifelong friends, they were hanging out at his house drinking some booze. The friend said Smith suddenly lost control and began destroying furniture, smashing his prized guitar, and then beating his friend without even being provoked. When deputies showed up, there was a pool of blood on the floor in front of the door, a broken table, a television on the ground, a smashed guitar, and other damage. Smith didn't remember how the damage occurred, didn't know whose blood was on the floor, and didn't know how he'd gotten all of the bruises all over his knuckles on both of his hands. Smith told deputies all he remembered was chasing his kitten. He was charged with aggravated battery with serious injuries. Bond set at $20,000.
I mean, he went straight honky-tonk man on his buddy.
Yeah, for no reason at all.
How, like, if you don't remember, in like, not even a vague recollection, like, I've been pretty drunk.
Sure, you get, but there's, like, moments that, where you, like, kind of come out of it because something significant is happening.
Or you remember, you know, later on the next day, just a brief
moment.
A
blip. You're like, oh, yeah, like, that moment right there when I was smashing my friend's guitar and punching him in the face, you'd think that that would rise to the surface of even the most blackout drunk moments.
But he was chasing a cat.
And finally, a Florida man by the name of Dustin Riley Terrell was upset when Wendy's didn't sell him the sweet treat that he wanted. He wanted some cinnamon rolls.
I smell cinnamon rolls.
I mean, he messed up. First off, if you're going to go to Wendy's for a sweet treat, take it from a pro, you go Frosty.
You go Frosty.
You go Frosty.
All day.
Although, all day.
I can't subscribe to the people that dip the French fries in the Frosty. That's
what are you talking about? We created the Blizz Dog, which is a direct...
It's an ancestor, yes.
Yeah, which is a direct competitor to the fries and
Frosties.
You almost
said a direct ripoff.
No, how dare you? Competitor.
How dare you?
No, the Blizz Dog is much better. You dip a corn dog in a Dairy Queen Blizzard, and it is delicious.
Well, this man was furious that they didn't sell cinnamon buns, and he grabbed a grapefruit-sized rock and smashed one of the windows of the Key West restaurant and screamed, "They don't sell Cinnabons anymore!" When a passerby asked him why he broke the window. He's listed as a carpenter. He was arrested on a felony charge of a weapons offense and a felony charge of criminal damage. Replacing the window will cost $2,500. The rock was taken into evidence while he was jailed at the Stock Island Detention Center. On Monday, he remained in jail on a $15,000 bond.
You know, I smell cinnamon rolls.
Had they told me that he had broken the window because he was too early for the spicy chicken nugget return next month, I would empathize.
But totally makes sense. Yeah.
I don't think the Cinnabon things have been there since like 2011.
Yeah, man. Come on.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I want you to read the room and say which of you the least liked today. Not in general, just today.
Message deleted.
Who we like the least today?
Who we like the least today?
I mean, there's only three of us right now.
Can I say myself?
Yeah.
If you're talking about throughout the entire building, I even have a hard time coming up with people that aren't well-liked. Like, we actually have a pretty good culture here at the moment. And I think that means that it's probably one of us, right?
Maybe.
It's got to be.
I don't know. We kind of keep to ourselves. We do this, but then, you know, we're not in there. We're not loud. We're not walking around the office farting. I walk outside, man.
Okay.
I walk outside. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, maybe it's us. I don't know. I mean, I don't care. You know, like, we're good. That's the thing. It's like... People come and go all the time.
Yeah,
you know, we stick around. You know, and you know, that's why we've lasted 10 years as a team, and we've been, you know, coworkers for 15 years now at this point. You know, it's because we don't. I think there are days that we go through that, like any people who are around each other, where it's like we're not firing on all cylinders, but like days that we like. Actively dislike each other. I don't think those ever happen.
Never happens.
Traditionally, we always have.
Ian, do you ever hate us on any given days?
No, actually.
No?
Well,
no?
Sorry, I thought about that for a while.
Yeah, it seemed like.
I just wanted to give an honest answer.
Yeah.
No, not one bit.
No?
No, I adore you guys, especially Mahoney.
What the hell?
Actually, Jess Mahoney.
That's right.
Jesus.
Please leave a message
you know me, bro.
After the tone.
So you guys wear headsets during your guys' morning show, and I was wondering, after the show ends, do you guys have to redo your hair after wearing the headset for so long?
Message deleted.
Yeah, we actually, I don't know if this would make us one of the more hated shows in the building, but we have a full-service salon that we had installed in the men's bathroom. It's a bit of a mini barber shop, and Mahoney and I have our own chairs in there with our names engraved on them that we'll go in directly after the show. First, we take our team urination together because we try not to do that during the show, and then right after that, we sit down in our chairs and we get our hair properly poofed back up.
Nice straight razor shave by an old man.
Yeah.
Our hair, you know, like you get this little bump in the back, you know, from wearing them, which I don't care. Who cares? Yeah. You know, but if anybody in this building, like Dave's hair's fine. It's nice. My hair, I'd spend 2 seconds on it in the morning. You know, that's one of the things I love about, like, I would never want to trade being a man for a woman just because I could not handle the fact that, like, I could not, like, do hair. Like, or the expectation of having pretty hair, you know, even if it's like men and women, it's like it's everybody is like, if you don't do your hair, you get it from all angles, and it's not fair. Well, it's not fair at all.
And they have to play this delicate balance game of how many times that they're going to wash it in a given week, because washing their hair is a huge pain in the ass. Yeah, it's too much. But what were you going to say about hair?
I was going to say that our hair pales in comparison to the greatest hair that is in Las Vegas radio, which is JC Fernandez over on our sister station Mix. I mean, how his hair is so perfectly sculpted every single day. I'm like, does he wake up at 2 a.m. to do that? How does it not move?
It's unbelievable.
Is it molded? It's molded perfectly. I've never seen him not have a perfect hair day.
A lot of people don't know this. That's a toupee.
Ah, yeah, that makes
Please
sense.
Please leave
that makes
a
sense.
Message after the tone.
Ode to Mahoney. Jason Mahoney, the man with the big cojones, goes to play golf to practice and grow, but ends up telling old-ass men to come at me, bro. Work smarter, not harder. Has infinite knowledge like Yoda. That's probably why he drives an Avalon Toyota. Loves to eat, takes care of his feet. Knows about Dragon Ball, which I think is neat, but still has no street cred to loan out to people like K-Fed. I guess I should just wrap this up like a Subway and top it off with a very happy birthday. Happy birthday, brother.
Message deleted.
Well, that was really sweet.
That guy has obviously been listening for a long time.
Yeah.
And we appreciate it.
He knows about your foot thing.
What? I mean,
it's how you like getting pedicures and stuff.
I mean, there's a story which you conveniently left out of our news, our top stories the other day.
No, Dave, I left that out. Sorry.
Yeah,
about young men like myself who are.
You're not a young man.
I'm 40.
That's why I left
you're
it out.
You're 40. I'm 38.
Are you right? The David Mahoney Morning Show, weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Yeah, mostly I just don't like bending over to cut my toenails. It's much easier to have somebody else do it. Smarter, not harder.
He also doesn't like putting on shoes. He said that yesterday. I don't like putting on high tops because it takes too much effort.
Don't tell me I'm wrong on that.
Okay.
Bossy Rossi and I were talking about that, and high tops are a pain in the ass. You got to sit down, you got to unlace them. Like, whereas, like, I've got like the slip on Converse. One second.
You have a soft and easy life, my friend. Get
inside. Smarter, not harder, man. Smarter, not harder.
It's a shoe, man. Takes 5 seconds to put it in.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, you know the scandal where all of the parents were paying for their kids to get into universities?
Mm-hmm.
That was all the rage a couple of months ago. But there is a new hotness coming to us out of Chicago. In this case, parents are giving up legal guardianship of their children so that way their kids can get financial aid to school. And you're going, well, these families must really need it, right? No.
Well.
No. These are wealthy parents that are hiring lawyers to turn over guardianship to a friend or a relative so that way the kids can be financially independent, because that's the only way they can be declared financially independent and get financial aid.
You can get emancipated as well.
Even though they don't need it.
I'm not mad at this. Like, I wasn't mad at the cheating scandal really either. You know, I don't think that anybody really should, besides the guy who
this is taking financial aid away from people that need it, so that way...
Do you not remember the FAFSA and the financial aid stuff back in the day? Like...
No, what?
Like, having to try to go through that to get financial aid.
Oh, to get the financial aid, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
My family was not rich by any stretch of the imagination. Right, yeah, it was a one-income household for most of my life, and... You know, we were too wealthy, even though we weren't. We had enough money not to get financial aid, but not enough money to pay for it. You know, like there's a lot of people who are stuck in the middle who you're not destitute, but you still can't afford to go to universities. But I think this is a bigger.
These are well-off families that are hiring.
Some of them are
that are hiring attorneys.
I think it's more indicative of how messed up the university system is.
My family did not have enough money to hire an attorney to. Get me to no longer be under my parents' guardianship.
You don't
so
even
that way
have
I
to
get
really hire
aid.
An attorney. You could just file the paperwork to become emancipated.
Well, there were formal petitions.
If anybody was emancipated, it would be Ian.
I got emancipated at 16. Yeah.
Did you really?
Yes, I did.
So that way you could scam universities out of financial aid?
No, I think it was something to do with like child support. I don't know. Somebody didn't want to pay. So
really?
Yeah, something
oh
like that.
Oh my God, that's hilarious.
How did I know that he was going to, like, again, there's...
Don't judge me.
I think on the baseline, you're like, oh my God, these rich and wealthy people, but it's not necessarily those people who are doing that.
Well, in this story, it is. Like, they tracked it down, and there's, you know, doctors and surgeons and everything else, and you're like, okay.
Those
like,
people are dicks.
Yeah, you guys are just gaming the system.
But if you're like if you're a middle-class family and you're struggling to make ends meet, but you still got a roof over your head, but you can't afford to go to college, that's a whole different... That's a whole different story there.
So a Florida man is happy to be alive after contracting a flesh-eating bacteria on his butt.
Apparently I had, and they tell me that I have a massive flesh-eating bacteria working down there on my backside. It got worse as every day went by. It's very, very intense. I mean, my buttocks were swollen up. I equated it to look. I looked like J-Lo when I went to the hospital. I could have deafness, yes.
Yeah, he spent 3 weeks not going to the hospital because it was kind of embarrassing. You know, you had a boil on your butt, and you're like, I'm not going to know about that. I ended up having to spend 2 weeks at the Citrus Memorial Hospital because he was just too ashamed to go in and get it looked at.
Also, like, yeah, why do you got to talk all proper? Like, oh, my buttocks, there was an incident down there.
Yeah, no, you just roll in, you say.
Oh, there were some problems going on with my butt.
They'll say, right this way, sir.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
All right, here is today's question for Know the Show.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
This morning she got me Reese's peanut butter instead of the peanut butter.
Yeah. This is a pretty significant gift then.
Yeah.
So it's Mahoney's birthday today, and his wife treated him this morning with a special, special gift. Before he left the house, there was a birthday card and this particular thing. It's pretty tough, right?
You were making people work. That was the first thing we talked about this morning.
First thing. But, I mean, these are good tickets. So the neighborhood is coming to Las Vegas. They're going to be over at the Chelsea at the Cosmopolitan on Friday, October the 11th. Tickets are on sale at CosmopolitanLasVegas.com. But you can, again, win free tickets to see the neighborhood on Friday, October the 11th if you are the first person in with the correct answer. And it is birthday related since Mahoney's big 38th birthday.
Oh, yeah. Just a very, very special day that we have today.
Mahoney hates celebrating his birthday so much.
I don't know. I don't like if...
You hate being celebrated in general. Like, even when you got married, you didn't want to have a wedding or any of that stuff because you wanted to deprive all of us of the open bar that we have given you in the past, which I thought was really rude. But whatever, it's fine.
Man, I gave you money at your wedding.
Man, I just...
I covered my bar tab.
You know I'm bad with money.
That's the rule. How much you drink is directly proportional to the
gift. Yeah.
Except for we've got a friend who's getting married at Red Rock Country Club. And, you know, the wedding's there when they have the open
bar. It's ridiculous.
I'm like, I can't cover that.
I can't cover that. Sorry, buddy.
I can't cover that.
Yeah. X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Jason.
Jason, the correct answer is?
A card and a Take 5 candy bar.
There you go. You're the best around.
Nothing's going. And those Take 5 candy bars, I'm telling you, they are game changers. They are the best new candy in the last two decades.
They're game changers, huh? They're changing the game of candy.
People need to know about it.
So, forgive me, but Take 5 was its own bar, right?
Yeah.
So,
but they had peanut butter in it.
Okay.
And now they've replaced it with, or they have a version with Reese's peanut butter in there.
So did Reese's buy Take 5, or it's all under the same umbrella?
Okay. Yeah. But it's like pretzel, chocolate, caramel, and peanut butter. Just
best birthday gift ever.
It's delicious. Now I'm going to go home and eat 5 of them.
You started your day with that?
No, I mean, yeah, man. It was a nice little energy boost in the morning.
It is better than yesterday. Yesterday, Mahoney had some goldfish, and it sent him quickly to the bathroom, which is hard to believe because goldfish are basically nothing.
Yeah, they're cardboard.
Yeah, just little chunks of cardboard.
I wouldn't have gone. So our vending machine guy here sucks. For whatever reason, anytime.
How dare you?
Let's talk about this for 1 second.
Okay, here we go.
Vending machine, like 101. If something's empty that's sold out, replace it with the same thing because obviously it's a hot item. But if something
was sold out?
Everything. I mean, like if you sell out like Cool Ranch Doritos and then you replace them with like there's tuna fish in there. Who's getting tuna fish from
like a can of tuna fish? What are you talking about?
There is tuna fish. No joke. There's tuna fish in our vending machine. But whoever's running our vending machine sucks.
What kind of hippie order is that? Yeah, I'll take some Cool Ranch Doritos, some Cheetos, and some tuna.
Yeah.
No, in the can, yeah.
But
chicken of the sea, please.
He never like Starburst. I love Starburst. I'll always buy them.
Always out.
Won't replace. Like they'll replace all the stuff in there.
Do we know who our vending machine guy is?
I don't know.
Have you seen him in the hallways?
I've never seen him.
Are you listening to the show right now?
He should be.
You're a son of a bitch.
You're losing money.
You're
a bad businessman.
You ruined Mahoney's birthday.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free. There's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old Kit Carson trail till the desert meets the hills, oh, you certainly will agree with me, it's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills, home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.